Blog Talk Radio.
Red purse on StyleSpot, not to buy, but to recreate Second Life.
See, that is very nice. And that is why I love the Corey, because she gets that kind of thing.
It's called romance, red romance. You know what? I should not say that. They're going to be like, hey, that is Michael Corey's purse. Michael, I do it with love. I'm going to change it. It's going to have little C's on it instead of dots.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right. Oh, it'll be hers. Let me rephrase this.
You can't make stuff in Second Life anyway, Michael Corey. You're brilliant, but you ain't that brilliant.
Sadly, this is true. A lot of people are finding that Second Life's a little bit harder to build in than they thought.
Mm-hmm. Just because you work with real fabric don't mean a damn thing.
No kidding, girl. Some of that stuff, because when I see some of these outfits and I'm like, you know what, I can make that. And then I start trying, I'm like, never mind. Never mind. I just thought I could.
I don't look at it as I can make that. I look at it as I can make a version of it. Is what I do. I know some things will have to be omitted, like with the baby shoes, like the member of the Converse and stuff that I have. Mm-hmm. I have to switch around a few things, which is good to make my shoe, but it's difficult to recreate something exactly as it is there because you don't have the.
It's very, very, very true. Sometimes it is very hard to recreate this thing.
I'm still trying to move out of the. Well, not completely out. I want to do some other stuff other than baby stuff because it's now getting easy. Like, I threw together those two pairs of Converse in less than 30 minutes this time. You know, where it used to take
That's nice.
It's nice, but, you know, that means it's not challenging anymore. You know how to have challenge. That's why I'm looking at
something. You're doing. Yeah.
I got to figure out how to do this. I got to figure this out.
It's really not that hard once you get it going. You know, I say that and you're all like.
Yes, because looking at you like, I don't have any instructions, Ginger.
It was so easy to like take from what she wrote to do it myself.
What? Wrote where? See, that's what I mean. Where did she?
In the note card that I gave.
There's no note card. That's what I need. Just give me something. I need something to read and look at. That's what I meant. There's no instructions. Can I get something I can look at so I can know what I'm doing?
I guess because it's just like making regular clothes inside Second Life for the regular adult avatars.
Well, see, I haven't done that one yet.
A shirt and a top.
Have not done that yet. Remember, my building skills were building.
You've been in so much longer than me. It's so hard to think that you haven't tried that.
No, I was into building. See, I moved from thing to thing. So the clothes is now. At the beginning, mine was buildings. Like, I figured it out a long time ago before, you know, it became before they made the transparent texture. Mm-hmm. I figured out how to make certain areas of things transparent with alpha layers and all kinds of stuff. So but after I got... you know, decent with that, I was like, I'm bored. So now I'm on to clothes. So I just need to, and keep in mind, we keep telling you, Ginger, there was no mesh or any of that stuff back then. You had to, it was a lot harder to create clothes.
Yeah. You've told me that. It's just
I know you
hard, so hard to imagine that it's.
Keep in mind, we had and this is probably also why it is a little bit easier for me to do the Zuby stuff because it's flattened.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely flattened out. I don't have this big 3D object to try to wrap the texture around. So I understand the flattened version because I did play with that just a little bit in making the clothes. So that when I look at it, even though it's flat, I can see it 3D, but when you actually put the 3D object in front of me, I'm like, oh, no. What did I do with that? That's not right. How does it go on there? How do I make it happen? Yeah. So I'll figure it out.
You will, because it's really simple.
I get it done. I'm shopping on the marketplace now.
Run off.
I don't know what I'm going to buy, but something's going to get bought.
Girl, yeah.
I'm mostly mad at some of the stuff I see for sale. Some of you out there in second life just don't make stuff.
No, some of y'all give it up. Give it right on up because...
Don't do it. And they're like, this is...
Ma'am, no ma'am, some of y'all are bad.
Ginger.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to announce to the people, because we didn't do Pixie Nista last night. Obviously, our Ginger was out doing some stuff, and Snow and I sat and revamped the show, which I have to give you.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Oh, God, girl. I should have talked, because once that was over, because I slept most of the afternoon, once that was over, I was, like, wide awake until...
So was she.
Well, that shit is so close to, like, 10:30.
Yeah, we were talking until about 12.
See, I should have, like, poked you. I didn't even think about it. I was just like...
So Pixie Nista has been a little bit revamped. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I got to clue Ginger in. And you all are going to like it, too. It's going to be interesting. We may get just a little, just about a fourth more bitchy than we have been. But it's going to be fun. Why is there something in my cart already? Oh, I forgot I was supposed to buy that. Okay, anyway, we got to move along to some news.
All right.
May, did you mind if I jump in here first? It's a very short little alert to my fellow I'm not sure if this is Texas. Yeah, this is Texas. And, Ginger, you probably need to pay attention. There was a new law passed that kind of snuck under our radar this past week. And the law is that you can no longer unlock your phone. You know how you unlock your phone to take it to a new carrier? You can no longer do that. It is now illegal to do so here in Texas.
That is stupid.
It is stupid.
I'm going to go right out there on a limb and say
there's already
that
a petition.
Is dumb.
Already a petition at the White House, which we've been referring to quite often. Anybody in Texas, I suggest that you go sign it. There's already, I think, 63,000 signatures. I have not added mine, but I will be today. I don't generally unlock a phone. I generally get a new one if I was to go to a new carrier anyway. But the point being is I no longer have the option to. If I wanted to take the phone, you know, want to take Optimus Prime, Big Brother with me and, you know, switch over to Boost Mobile for whatever reason, I can't now. I have to buy a new phone. And it's a stupid law. The only reason I can think that this came into play is all these cell phone companies got together and decided this would be the best way for them to pilfer more money from our pockets if they weren't getting enough. So that is the most idiotic, stupid, disgusting, insane thing I have ever heard. So, Ginger, how you feeling about that?
I'm feeling a little annoyed by that. I don't understand that. Why, people?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, it's our phone, and if we unlock it, if we hack it,
that's how I feel. It's my phone. I should be able to do what I want to do with it. Why do I have to? I now have.
Next they're going to be telling us that when we buy a computer, we cannot get rid of the existing software and upgrade it to something else.
Oh, no,
because that is exactly what it is. A phone, people, is a very small, powerful computer.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens to let you make phone calls. And that we cannot unlock it to use the service we want is complete crap.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, they're going to sell us computers next. They're going to be like, you know what, no, this computer can only be used with Comcast. This computer can only be used with Time Warner.
Girl, that is a fight all up and unto itself. Oh, they want a fight to tell me I can't use my computer. Well, you know, in essence, they're already doing that. Microsoft now, the newest Windows 8 computers. Well, you cannot buy Windows 7 on a computer anymore, just so y'all know. You can't buy it. And when you do get the new Windows 8 computers, you can't pull them apart the way you can your computers now, which is why I won't buy one. It was a nice computer. I was going to take it. It wasn't that much money. It's like $700. And it was really nice. You know, the insides, the guts were delicious. This, you know... 6-core, whatever, I don't know. But I would not buy it because when I was talking to the guy, I said, well, you know, where's the hard drive? Because it's like a Mac is what it's like, the new Windows 8 computers, if you haven't seen them. They're very much like Macs, and he says, well, it's in here. And I says, well, I'm flipping the thing over. You know, how do I get the hard drive out if I want to change it? Oh, you can't do that. You'd have to bring it in to be fixed. What the hell you mean I can't take it out? What if I want a bigger hard drive? Well, then you'd have to bring it in here, and then we have to put one in for you. Okay, what happens to my other data? Well, we would transfer. I don't want you to transfer. I want that hard drive and this one. I'm going to pay you when I bring it in, right? Well, yeah. Why can't I keep both? Well, you could probably get an external. No, that's not the point. I know I could get an external hard drive. Point being is if I want them in there, why can't I have it? I paid for it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Telling me what I can and I cannot do with my own stuff I paid money for. Why?
I don't know. That is completely ridiculous to me. I don't understand that.
You don't. So we're going to sign this petition, people, good people of Middle Earth, because that's where we're living. Good people of Middle Earth, we need to sign our petition. We need to do something. This is ridiculous. Why?
That is totally, totally ridiculous.
I don't understand.
I don't either. Nothing that completes us. Right there.
We like baloney, so I don't want to put it in that.
Yes. I would say stronger words, but, you know, we're not allowed to say that kind of thing. I just don't even understand why they thought this would be okay.
Oh, because they can get away with it.
No. Okay, well, I want to talk about, if I can get this thing up, because I'm about to share a video with y'all. I've got a video for a game Corey and I are going to need to get a PS Vita to play, apparently.
Oh, really?
But,
is it? Oh.
Yes.
Why you do that to me?
Because it's so good.
Why you do that to me, you know?
So good. You know you want to. All right, so, Splashdown. You know what? Stop that. Splashdown, Let's Fish, Hooked On. It's out on PSN today. And why aren't you playing? Get set to reel in the PlayStation Vita's first full-scale fishing game. Wire Productions is excited to announce that Let's Fish, Hooked On is available to download today via the PlayStation Network. Price at £14.99, pounds, francs, euros, something.
Stop
developed
it.
By the team behind Sega Bass Fishing, Let's Fish Hooked On invites you to tackle four challenging game modes as you take advantage of the unique capabilities of the PlayStation Vita. Cast the nets, everybody! Cast hooks and reel in classes of fish, earn new lures, and play through 11 themed outdoor stages on your way to becoming a world champion. With fun, fast arcade-style gameplay, Let's Fish Hooked On comes with a full story mode and aims to make fishing fun for everyone. Choosing between four different anime-style characters, each with their own storyline and unique abilities, players are challenged to improve their skills by competing in a host of progressively difficult tournaments in their bid to win the World Tour. Got online rankings and trophies that you can collect. They say it's a first-of-its-kind game for PlayStation Vita, and it's set to reel in gamers as of, oh yes, folks, today. That's awesome. And we love us some fishing games.
Love
fishing games.
Ooh.
And Corey's all quiet,
I'm sorry.
She may have her hands down her pants.
Hey!
What? I didn't say nothing.
I do not have my hands down my pants.
Mm-hmm.
I have no such thing. I know not what you speak of, woman.
Ah, I think you do. And hello, that is Electric Bug. By the way, I realize you don't seem to be a gamer, but you just started following me, and your picture is amazing.
That's cute. All right. Put it up. I'm ready.
Good morning, Dale. Good morning. Which one am I putting up? I think that one. Okay.
Where? If I can find it, it has disappeared off my screen. How about that?
Move down.
Ooh.
There we go. Okay. All right. So we want to go.
Go!
Calypso
is one of my favorite companies because they make one of my favorite games. Tropico Joe, by the way. Yes. Yeah, by the way, Joe, you should try Tropico. It is like the Latino version of SimCity. It is absolutely awesome. All right, so you're probably watching the trailer. Yay, Calypso Media starts off the new year with some brand new things, updates.
Beginning. Oh, my God, look at those clothes.
Yes, newcomers. The newcomer to their...
They had animating, needs to fix their animations.
Gosh, woman. The first issue of Calypso's new beginnings is dedicated to a new game called, well, it's not new, Omerta, City of Gangsters. It's an exciting new gangster-themed game from Himaimont Studios, makers of the much-beloved Tropico 3 and 4. Take Atlantic City during the Roaring Twenties, you add a pinch of Prohibition, a mafioso Tommy gun, and voila. Yes, you have Omerta, City of Gangsters, the intriguing mixture of business, of a business sim, a tactical turn-based combat, and role-playing game will be available in just one day via major digital portals, PC, via major retailers on the 12th of next. I can't talk about the box version for PC and Xbox. It'll be on Xbox. It will be available now, I'm believing. it's supposed to be, well, let me tell you more about it. Omerta City of Gangsters is a shady business simulation game with, of course, as we said, tactical turn-based combat. You play as an immigrant struggling to build your reputation as the ultimate gangster in Atlantic City during the 1920s, during the height of Prohibition. You know, kind of what's going on now with the games, which is what's going to happen to us. You get to take over the city block by block using your street smarts, your business skills, and, of course, less friendly methods like drive-bys and firebombings. They have what they're saying is a very exciting single-player campaign as well as open-ended sandbox mode. They're saying it's historically accurate. It's a very historical, accurate representation of Atlantic City and the historical boardwalk, showcased across 20 detailed and playable city sector maps ripe for your conquest and contrivance. Brute force, or you can use intimidation, absorbing turn-based tactical combat where you put together the best thugs for the job, then manage their actions, customize your alter ego with various strengths and weaknesses while recruiting from a pool of 15 unique player-controlled characters for your gang. And there's also co-op and competitive multiplayer. You can check out the demo right now over at calypsomedia.com. Am I telling them the right site, Calypso? Y'all send over some stuff. Yeah, go over to CalypsoMedia.com, and you can try out the demo. See if you're going to like it. I'm telling you, you are. Calypso makes absolutely awesome games. They're quickly becoming one of my favorite companies. And what the coolest thing will be to my gamer girls out there is, yes, you'll be able to play as a woman. There's a woman in Tropico as a dictator. Or
that is awesome.
So you know they're going to give us a girl in this one. Of course, my girl. My girl is a geek in Tropico. She has a crown on and then like a t-shirt and some jeans. And of course, you know what they call me, right?
What do they call you?
El Presidente.
El Presidente.
El
That's
Presidente.
Awesome.
There's someone coming to kill you. You might want to move from that spot. That cracks me up. You get this, and this one is going to be equally fun. 20s is one of my favorite time periods, like to read about the clothes. Oh my God, the clothes! I have to do it.
I would be totally looking at those clothes. Those clothes are hot.
The
deal is though that that walk for that chick. No, I'm sorry. Your guys and your girls should not all walk the same.
Joseph,
girls have a different walk. Thank you.
Joe is already on the site. I told you, Joe. And if you once you drop the demo for that, get Tropico. It was on sale on Steam for like $5 or so during Christmas. I don't know what it's for sale now. And they had all the expansion packs for 99¢ each. And I regret I didn't grab any expansions. I thought I did, but I didn't. But Calypso makes some good games. They make their simulators are the way EA used to be before they started being crazy.
Boo, EA, boo.
EA used to make some great simulators and funny, you know, all the little things you find in, jokes and things are all in their games, which is what makes it fun, little hidden gems. So they're doing great. Congratulations, Calypso, because you got us all excited. We got people in our chat room saying they're going to buy.
and they will.
They read to buy. They read to go.
Yes. Read to buy right now. Okay, so.
I'm sorry, I need to download my demo. Joe. Go, Ginger, go.
All right. Sorry, I'm over here laughing. Okay, so cover the small ears. Turn it down if your boss is near because somebody is ticked off, and I'm going to be using words that you probably don't want people to hear. All right, so you ready? I gave you a warning. Give you a warning out there. All right, so Monaco developer calls Kickstarter stretch goals total bullshit.
Whoa! He got the B word up on the
I warned him. I gave him a full 20-second head start. I warned them. Indie game developer Andy Schatz, kid you not, that's his name, Schatz, thinks that stretch goals for all the Kickstarter crowdfunding campaigns are bullshit. Speaking recently to our friends over at Penny Arcade, Schatz said that Kickstarter stretch goals are total bullshit and can lead to unnecessary new game features. The developer of the upcoming indie game Monaco said that the use of stretch goals, the promise of more game features, if a certain amount of money is generated after the project has been fully funded, is not a good idea because it adds feature creep. He says, I have a little bit of an unpopular opinion of Kickstarter. I'm really glad for the people that have been really successful on Kickstarter, and don't get me wrong, I really like the idea of free money, but I'm of the opinion that designing a game around a variable budget is a terrible way to design a game. To be frank, things that have stretch goals are total bullshit. Yes, I think I've said that four times now. Schatz goes on to say that all these extra features will likely lead to an end product that has a larger potential budget than originally planned. If you're adding in some optional thing to incentivize people to give you money, there's a difference between allowing your fans to have an extreme amount of input on the game, which I do, the beta testers have an incredible influence on the game, but letting them design the game in the sense of, if the budget is this, then I'll do this, and if the budget is that, then I'll do that, that to me sounds like the perfect way to make a game that's insufficiently complete or bloated. Schatz is the developer of the single-player and co-op heist game Monaco, What Yours Is Mine. He knows a thing or two about funding. His game was fully funded through the Indie Fund, which invested $100,000 into the project. Monaco is set for release on Steam and XBLA coming this April. But you know what? I'm going to go out there on a limb, too. Hey, Kickstarter, F you. You're total bullshit. All right, Corey is probably face in her hand, just shaking her head right now.
I am. I'm going to be quiet. I'll let you do. I'm just going to mind my own business. I don't have to say it. I'm just going to mind my own business. What can I do there? What can I say?
Uninstall your Steam and reinstall it.
Who said that?
Joe. He says, I need to get my Steam working again. It needs to update, but it's stuck in an offline mode and won't update. You need to uninstall it and reinstall it. That was a bug a couple weeks back, I want to say.
Oh, I was like, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Joe.
Who are you talking to? Okay, throw that next one up for me there.
That was the cognition one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Throw it up. I'm ready.
I got the button. Just got to move it down. Move down. There you go. Go.
I lost my press release. Okay. I've had too much coffee. And I think I'm feeding a little bit of this energy to you, which is bad. Sorry, teacher.
I know. I'm drinking my diet root beer right now.
Oh, my God.
What? Wow. She has scars everywhere.
Mm-hmm. FBI agent Erica Reed won't rest until she finds the serial killer who murdered her brother. And today, she gets one step closer. Yes, with the Wise Monkey for PC and Mac. This is the second episode of Cognition, and an Erica Reed thriller, a four-part adventure game created by indie team Phoenix Online Studios, who apparently is trying to go toe-to-toe with people who made The Walking Dead. I can't wait to see how this one turns out. They also had a little help from Gabriel Knight creator Jane Jensen. Okay, so they're also having... Wait a minute. I'm trying to find out some more information about the game, then I'll tell you about... They're having a party today, too. Okay, so... of course, the game is launching today, second episode, again, four-part series. It's going to be around $9.99 as a standalone game, or you can get a $29.99 season pass bundle. Do you see what's happening here with the games? They're going to start releasing them in pieces.
I do.
Okay, so this is Boston native Erica Reed you're watching. She has an advantage when it comes to tracking a killer, an unusual set of post-cognitive abilities that help her sense how a crime unfolded. How does that help you when it's post-cognitive? She also has a score to settle with the murderer who took her brother's life 3 years ago, but vengeance takes a backseat in the Wise Monkey when Erica's colleague and sometimes lover, Sully, falls hostage to a rare female serial killer fixed on the gruesome mutilation of her victims. Only Erica's sixth can save him, but with the Wise Monkey sharpening her scalpel, time is running out. First episode of Cognition was all about setting the stage for Erica's story, introducing her abilities, experiencing the loss of her brother, and establishing... Run that trailer again, woman. Establishing the problems plaguing the FBI's Boston Bureau as people who play already know, that episode ended with a crazy twist. There's no turning back now. Those who haven't yet embarked on this thrilling adventure are encouraged to visit a pay-what-you-want site called Indie Game Stand, where episode one, The Hangman, is currently on offer for a fraction of the usual price. This deal will end tomorrow. Anyone who wants to play the rest of the series after purchasing the Hangman individually, whether from Indie Game Stand, the official Cognition website, or any of the online portals selling the game, can upgrade to a season pass for just $19.99. Not bad. That looks kind of interesting. I know I might want to play it. Cognition's remaining episodes, The Oracle Killer, are both planned for PC and Mac release within the next 6 months. And the series will also make its debut on the iPad, again following in the footsteps of The Walking Dead. This is from Phoenix Online Studios. They are also having a live launch party. They will be having a Google Hangout if you want to visit that way if you can't get over to the area. I guess it's going to be on Google Hangout. They don't say an actual location. You can hear more about the Wise Monkey, join the Q&A, and hang out with a bunch of people who really, really love adventure games. The event will stream live on Phoenix's YouTube channel, which you can find at youtube.com, Post Studios. And if you're not able to get to that directly that way because they're saying that link might be a little bad, you can find it on Twitter, Post Studios, P-O-S-T-U-D-I-O-S, to get in. What do you think? You think you want to play this?
I think this is pretty, and I don't want to play it.
It looks interesting.
It does look interesting, except that, you know, the whole cutting the eyeballs out and the ear off.
I don't think you're the one doing it. I think you're catching the person.
Yeah, no, I'm not totally.
She looks like you.
She's not the one doing it.
She looks like you. She's redhead. You should want to play. We should say that's Ginger. Don't you agree? Well, that's Ginger. She kind of resembles.
Yeah, and all Gingers are evil.
Well, no, you're not evil. See how you're walking in there? Look, I've already put Ginger in it. See how you're in there? You're walking with your gun.
It's me. Oh, no.
I don't know what to make of where this is going with the episodic thing with the games. I'm not. On one hand, it's a great idea, but on the other hand, I get annoyed with TV shows when they do that. I got to wait for a season, and it takes even longer to create a game, so I don't know if I like this at all. Just give it to me all, one little swoop, and let me finish playing it. I don't know. I don't like all this episode business. The Walking Dead annoyed me doing that. It's a great game. I was very annoyed. I don't know. What's up here? I need to know what happened with these people.
Yeah, I know, right?
So that's why also, I don't know about Andrew. That's why I haven't gone to pick up the next one or ask them for the next one. I was like, when will we be done with this season? And then I need the first season to start so I can at least know what happened to these people. I can't.
I know. Does the little girl live?
I talked to someone last night, and they said that, of course, Clementine is okay in their game, but that doesn't mean
everybody's okay. Yeah, that's true.
So we'll have to wait and see. True. I don't know what happened to Clementine.
All right, so Guardians of the Middle Earth, Radagast the Brown. Today, gamers can download and play as the Wizard Radagast in Guardians of Middle Earth. On Xbox Live. Whoa, hold on. There's sound. There's sound. Stop with the sound.
Pardon my
there we go. These new Guardian characters will release for PlayStation Network soon. Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment and Monolith Productions also released new character art, bio ability details, and a new video about playing as Radagast, which gives a sneak peek into his enchanter abilities that deal significant ability damage and help support his team members by withstanding the special enemy attacks. Special enemy attacks. All right, so in addition, Guardians of Middle-Earth players will be able to compete in the One Road Challenge this weekend, where gamers will compete for the most wins on a one-lane map from February 1st through February 3rd to win 500 XP, 200,000 gold, and 3 mithril level items. We'll restart that again. And Guardians of Middle-Earth gamers will team up as those powerful heroes from the greatest fantasy epic of all time, bringing up to 10 players together in a competitive multiplayer online battle arena of the game. Featuring select characters from the film The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, the game allows players to develop and match more than 20 iconic characters, play as Gandalf, Gollum, Legolas, Sauron, and more, the more bold and unlikely alliances and friends. Gamers can connect with other players via an in-game voice communication system, as well as access a comprehensive online stat and leaderboard system where they can track friends' victories and defeats and more. All right, so it's now available at select retail stores and via download for Xbox Live Arcade and the PlayStation Network. Yay!
Yay! All right.
I'm so excited, right?
Yay! All right, so I got two stories for you there. They probably won't make you very happy. Actually, I got to run all three of these together. This is turning into a weird Nintendo hour here. This is actually not a story, but an article from our friends over at Destructoid that came up in my feed yesterday. It's about the Wii U.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, Chris Carter, who's over at Destructoid, wrote a very interesting article. We'll probably get into this Thursday night. You fanboys, whatever console you love, and girls, come over and sit and talk with us. You can call in, and we can all yell at each other. It'll be fun. Mm-hmm. But basically, he says that developers should stop blaming the Wii U for the fact that they're too scared to accept the challenge of developing for the Wii U. I like the stance he took on it. It's kind of funny. He says that a lot of them are saying, of course, you can't use the Wii U gamepad as anything else but an iPad. And apparently, I don't own a Wii U, so I cannot say one way or the other. But he says, yes, it can be just a controller. He said, but it's nice if you accepted the challenge of making it do a little bit more than be a controller, because it can do more. And that's why they gave it to you. They gave you a great tool. A lot of them are afraid to use it. Some of them have been coming up with excuses. Let me see if I can find one of the little quotes in here. He said the only people – well, I can't find the quotes of the ones that are complaining, but he said the only people that have actually risen to the challenge of doing something with that gamepad, ironically enough, is Double Fine. You guys know them, Kickstarter, the $24 million, mm-hmm. course, or whatever they made. They brought the Cave to the Wii U and the Wii U eShop, and all the gamepad does is it's a controller. It doesn't do anything else. So you don't have to use the screen. And he says it would have been nice if they had done some other things, but it's not horrible that they didn't. Some companies that have been griping, ironically, have been they're talking about trying to port the new Lara Croft over, and they're saying, well, we don't know what to do with the gamepad. Crystal Dynamics is a creative director, Noah Hughes, is saying that all three consoles are really trying to deliver the same experience, but delivered best on each platform. And I think something like the Wii U often asks you to do something unique based on a unique interface, and that's something as a gamer I love, but it's something that you don't want to do half-heartedly as a developer. So I like what he's saying. Some mm-hmm. of you other ones that are griping, cut it out. We'll talk more about this on Thursday night. So make sure you listen to our Thursday night show. We're here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're live and causing trouble and yelling and screaming. We don't yell and scream. We usually just say what we got to say. But it's very, very interesting article. Okay, then I got to move on because I've been trying to get Ginger to play this freaking game forever, and she won't play. So I just want to tell her how good it is. Animal Crossing.
Uh-huh, it's good. It's really good.
For the 3DS, is still number one in Japan. It has never dropped out of the charts there. Animal Crossing. Ginger, come on.
No.
Come on, Ginger.
No.
Fishing.
No.
Ginger,
no.
You want to.
No.
You know you want to.
Oh, I might want to, but no.
Okay.
No, because you already saw what happened last night. You saw me playing that game for hours and hours.
Did you see you pulled
hours.
Me in? You see you pulled me in? I'm very angry with you about that.
You know you love it. You know you love it.
I don't love it. That's what the problem is. I just can't stop playing it. I keep looking at those candies thinking, man, I want some Red Hots. I kept saying that all night. Every time I do the little puzzle, I was like, I want some of those Red Hots. Why can't I have some Red Hots? All right, now my last little tidbit I'm going to throw in here, and then I'm going to pass this mm-hmm. on back to Ginger, is Google did a wonderful thing this morning. They bought 15,000 Raspberry Pi computers for UK schools.
I saw that. That's awesome, isn't it?
Google, you're so awesome. We loves you.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
Why do I think she's saying that with her hands down her pants?
I am not. I've had enough of that.
Wow. All right. So, what I have was.
Mm-mm.
All right. Flirt planet. Let me
flirt.
Get this up for you. Flirt.
I'm done.
Planet.
Thank you all for coming. We're done for the day.
You know you are.
We're done for the day.
For some reason, I'm having an issue here. Let me redo this because it's been a pain in my patootie for some odd reason. I don't know why it's doing that, but let me fix this.
Fix it.
All right. I am moving. No, I'm moving that way. That way. Because every time I blow this up, it goes on this other screen for some odd reason. All right, so, yeah. Let me get this going. Flirt planet. World, why do you have sound? Stop with the sound. There we go. Maybe I can turn that down lower. All right. Flirt Planet, world's first social dating. Why are you still loud? Why are you not muted?
Why you not work?
I don't want you to.
Why you not work?
All right,
work?
Fine. Whatever. Hopefully y'all can hear me over this.
We can hear you.
Flirt Planet is a groundbreaking new social dating video game where players can learn valuable socializing and flirting skills that will genuinely help when it comes to dating in real world. The video game is the first social dating game ever created with an aim to improve real-world relationships. I'm going to hit play again. Social networking environments such as Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter help people become more connected online. But for many, these countless connections are not meaningful. Flirt Planet is an innovative game solution to the modern-day dilemma of countless online connections. There are very few real-life bonds. The new gaming technology provides social tools through a dynamic virtual experience that genuinely help people form fruitful bonds in the real world. All right, so to celebrate the world's first social dating game and inspire users and supporters of its live test version, Flirt Planet is launching a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo. Perfectly timed with the love-filled holiday when many reflect on their real-life relationships, the campaign starts on Valentine's Day, February 14th, and will run for 45 days. Oh my God. In the crowdfunding, the independent game developer Truly Social will allow Flirt Planet's backers to collaborate in the development of core game features. Yay! All right, I have to say, little aliens are cute.
Aww. I don't want
to
be
an alien. So a game is supposed to teach you how to form relationships in real life. That's interesting. I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Wait a minute. Am I interacting with real people?
I think so.
No, see, that's not fun. I like to interact with the AI so I can see if I can break it. I'm just saying.
Simply log on through Facebook Connect, build your very own avatar. Why are you making noises? Shh. Player,
you're showing your underwear, right? There's an endless tunnel. Look at the screen you have on Twitch.
My bad. It's because it made me go and show the different screen than I usually do. It was like, no, we don't like the screen that you usually show. There we go. Y'all can look at that underwear instead.
Woo-hoo!
All right, so you are interacting with other player-created avatars and artificial intelligence computer-controlled characters.
Woo-hoo!
Communication can take place in multiple forms, via text, and also through digitally animated body language.
Really. I don't like it.
Is digitally animated body language, does that mean sex?
No, probably not. If you want to do that, just go into Second Life.
And Flirt Planet, your avatar. With your avatar, you interact with others who find you attractive and learn how to better flirt and date within the game environment.
Mm-mm. All right, so.
Interesting.
I'm not even going to mess with that. Okay. Shall we?
I think we shall. I am putting up with your game at right now.
Game that is in alpha stage, one of my favorite companies. Also, I have a lot of favorite companies because they do different things. Introversion.co.uk, those crazy UK guys, working on
hey
a
guys,
game working on a game called Prison Architect, and it has moved to Alpha 6 release version. And I know you're saying, so what? Well, you could play too if you really, really want to. They said they took time over Christmas to nail a really critical area of PA. They've also fixed a few good bugs and generally made things better. All of your prisoners now have an estimated risk category, minimal, normal, or maximum security. This is reflected with different colored uniforms, so you can see immediately just by looking at them if you have a nice guy or a Bane on your hands.
No, not the Bane.
They're saying, of course, if you have not already joined up with the Alpha, you can get immediate access to the latest build as well as all future updates and a free copy of the game when you're finished. So basically, you're pre-ordering and getting to be in while they build the game. Do we need to remind you again of the speech I gave you about Beta? Alpha is the same thing. It is not going to be a fully working game. Please.
Alpha's
going
to be worse than Beta, folks.
Yes, it's going to crash all the time and things are going to walk through walls and float and speak in tongues. Just roll with it. It's okay. Okay. Good, girls and boys. Good.
Your prisoner looks a little sick there, dude.
I cannot wait to play this, another simulator. You see this here, Joe? Yeah, this is another good one. And Introversion makes good games, too. Oh,
there's no adults on the floor. Did they all pee on the floor?
No, I think that's the toilet.
No, because I see the toilet off on the other side of the room.
Oh, girl, I don't know what that is. No, they couldn't have all peed. It's got to be something.
There's like yellow dots on the concrete.
Oh, girl, maybe
walkway.
They did. Oh, maybe they did pee. Oh my God, what is that? It's all in the lunchroom over there too. What is that? Oh, that's the prison guard. No, it can't be. See, I love that. Look at that, Simon Cadwell. Maximum security, 5.6 years of his 15-year sentence. Wow. See, this is what I mean by being innovative. Imagine if this game was on the Wii U. What you could do with that. That little gamepad. Just saying, Introversion, something to think about. On the Wii U, this would be awesome, that I could hold the gamepad and get up and walk away from the screen and still keep an eye on my prisoners and just let it run. Just saying, it would be hot. And where's the company that's going to make us a gamepad since Linksys is not Linksys? Is it not Linksys? Who is it again that we were talking about? Logitech is no longer making game peripherals. Who's the one that's going to make us that version of that Wii U gamepad for our computers? Because I could play this right here with a gamepad. I'm just going to tell you.
Totally.
I could do that. Oh, my God. How many years has he had? You see, are you curious as to what they did and why they're in jail? I want to
know. Yeah. I mean, because it's kind of interesting that they've all got little backstories.
See, and that's what makes simulators fun right there. Mm-hmm. And that's why the ones on Facebook don't survive. They don't give your little character a backstory. I need to know why my character is cooking shrimp, you know. You know, I need to know why she's been cooking shrimp for the last 2 hours. And I need
money
to know.
Laundering and blackmail.
Is that what it said? He was blackmailed?
Blackmail.
Okay, what about, they got empty cells over there, too. Look, I'm all close to the screen. If y'all can see me, y'all would just die.
Bribery, forgery, blackmail, pickpocketing, drunk, disorderly behavior, forgery, drunk, disorderly behavior, drunk, disorderly behavior, bribery.
That's a long time to be in jail for that. Oh, my God. I wonder.
Dude, there were just, like, two of those prisoners on one bed, just saying.
Oh, ew. Is this, what is this game rated? Introversion, really? Y'all need to give us a rating. I'm just saying. What is going on in that prison?
Attempted murder, assault, violent disorder, perjury, aggravated assault, kidnapping, perjury.
See, and gender, this is why we like simulators. These things are usually in a good simulator. Everything has a story. It has a, you know, something. Most time it's humorous. Everything you put the mouth over has something for you to read. And it keeps you busy. And if I'm going to pay $60, I want to get my money's worth to $60. I don't just want a game I finish.
I'm robbery. I'm kind of curious, you know, if they have some of this scratched out, because that one guy had two armed robberies, and the first one that was scratched out said 24 years. So I'm, like, curious. Did he already serve 24 years and then back in there?
I think he got a reduced sentence, or he might have been a repeat offender. They also look, they look like they've had quite a few updates. They had something in there called Fog of War. They said you can lose visibility of the jail over time. And the guards are the only ones that can unveil, you know, the hidden areas. You got all kinds of updates and things they've been doing. And all you got to do, people, is you pop over and you pay your little fee and you can get in and play and enjoy. You can come and tell us what's going on. Mm-hmm.
That is really very, very cool.
I like the way they've done this whole thing. It works for them.
Me too.
This is the Alpha 6 version. Go over and check them out. I'm telling you, they make good games. If you haven't played even hacker uplink, it won't scare you the way it did me, because when I tried to play it is when they still had dial-up. So when I heard it dialing in, I was like, what the hell? This is supposed to be a game. Why am I dialing? But it was a game. And, of course, you get to hack things, and not in the cute little way where you click things and then move things. You actually have to type in command. Well, not commands, but I think there's one where they have you hack the IRS or something like that, and there's the clock is ticking. You have to go through the database and find the, you know, who you're looking for, and then change their social security number or something. But the clock is ticking while you do this, so you got to actually be able to type out really quickly. And they want it in perfect, because you know you can't have it look wrong, because then it's obvious that it's wrong. So you type that, and you have to get out so that they can't trace it back to you. So you got, you know, but like under 40 seconds to find it, type it in, click save, and then cover your tracks by deleting the logs, and then get out without being traced.
That is really very cool.
Introversion's another good one. They don't make a whole lot of games, but when they do, they put a lot into them. So you're going to get your money's worth. And I think I've actually bought Uplink like 5 or 6 times, actually, ironically. They whether they realize it or not. 5 of those sales came from me, because I kept losing them. I'd be like, where is my Uplink CD? I can't find that. Just buy another one. It's
That is so very, very, very cool. So cool.
She got Ginger, Joe. You see how she's watching the prisoners go into the yard?
I totally am. I totally was.
They're fighting. They were fighting.
oh no, I missed the fighting. That is so, so very cool.
Joe says we're going to have him broke.
All right, so the next one I want to talk about, Aaron Swartz, people. Don't forget this guy's name. Do not forget about this guy's name. Aaron Swartz, GamePolitics.com. Lawmakers demand answers from federal prosecutors about Aaron Swartz's case. 2 U.S. lawmakers have asked federal prosecutors at the Department of Justice to answer a series of questions about the prosecution of Reddit co-founder and internet activist Aaron Swartz. In a letter to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, Representative Daryl Issa from California, and Elijah Cummings from Minnesota, wanted the DOJ. Who wrote this?
The DOJ.
Wanted the DOJ to explain why federal prosecutors sought up to 50 years in prison and a $1 million fine for Swartz, who committed suicide prior to his trial. Swartz was arrested in 2011 for downloading 4.8 million documents from the academic archive JSTOR. So what questions do they want answered? Well, number one would be, what factors influenced the decision to prosecute Mr. Swartz for the crimes alleged in the indictment, including the decisions regarding what crimes to charge and the filing of the superseding indictment? Was Mr. Swartz's opposition to SOPA or his association with any advocacy groups considered? Number three, what specific plea offers were made to Mr. Swartz? And what factors influenced the decisions by prosecutors regarding plea offers made to Swartz? 4, how did the criminal charges, penalty sought, and plea offers in the case compare to those of other cases that have been prosecuted or considered for prosecution under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act? 5, did the federal investigation of Mr. Swartz reveal evidence that he had committed other hacking violations? 6, what factors influenced the department's decisions regarding sentencing proposals? And lastly, why was a superseding indictment necessary? You know what y'all should be asking is, why were you pressing charges when JSTOR said, please don't, drop it. You returned our stuff, no harm, no foul. And why on God's green earth, if they wanted it dropped and didn't want to press charges, were you charging him $1 million and like half his life in prison for stealing online documents? He didn't kill anybody, he didn't rape anybody, he didn't abuse anybody, he didn't. Yeah, I mean, just... Grrr. All right, so many lawmakers think Carmen Ortiz, the Massachusetts U.S. attorney whose office was prosecuting Aaron Swartz, went too far, you think? Representative Zoe Lofgren is one of the lawmakers. She introduced Aaron's law to limit the reach of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. Rights groups Demand Progress is demanding that the White House fire Ortiz. Hell yeah. If you feel the same way, you can join the effort over at, there is a link, act.demandprogress.org. You know what, I'm just going to tweet out this. Y'all can sign it. They contend that Ortiz has a history of prosecutorial overreach and misconduct. Some examples include a failed 3-year bid to seize a Massachusetts motel from its owner using drug seizure laws because his guests were selling drugs. So you're going to seize the hotel because guests were selling drugs. What? And the wrongful arrest of a 30-year-old O'Neill Taylor, who feds picked up and later had to release pending further investigation. Unfortunately, prosecutors have not dropped the drug conspiracy charges against Taylor. Wow. Yeah, Ortiz, get the hell out. Hit the road, Jack. Don't look back, because if you do, you're not going to like what happens. Keep going. Just keep walking. And Corey is all quiet.
I'm sorry. I'm a little shocked at what I'm looking at, in addition to what you're saying.
Yeah? What are you looking at?
Well, you will never guess who was just named the executive director of the new BlackBerry of a new BlackBerry division.
Don't tell me it was Ortiz.
No. Y'all might want to sit down for this one. Alicia Keys.
What?
Yes, I do mean the singer-songwriter Alicia Keys.
Hold on. She just got what for the BlackBerry?
Global creative director.
Is she a coder? Is she a web designer?
Yeah. By taking the job, Keys will become the creative face for the new BlackBerry 10, which is now calling itself just BlackBerry.
BlackBerry, give it up. God, y'all had so many failed ideas in the last 5 years. Just give it up.
In one project dubbed Keep Moving, Keys is working with creatives like director Robert Rodriguez and Neil Gaiman, who will show how BlackBerry 10 fits into their workflows. They're saying CEO Thorntonson Hines said, "We wanted someone at the top of her field, well-respected, immensely creative, someone who incorporates tech and creativity in her day-to-day work." And Keys is quoted as saying, "I wanted to do something where I could grow professionally and personally." She, of course, wasted no time posting it on her Twitter.
You don't know anything about web design. You don't know anything about app design. You're not learning any of this. You're not growing crap except for your wallet. Even in this BlackBerry, it ain't going to get you much.
With her new gig, Keys is filling up a similar role of pop star Will.i.am, who joined Intel as its director of creative innovation in 2011. And you see how well that went over the first time I ever heard of it. Like Intel's hire, BlackBerry's move is meant to add a level of pop relevancy to the company. What the company is working on. Simply put, Keys is trying to help BlackBerry look cool again. And that's from our friends at VentureBeat. I am not impressed, BlackBerry. That is not going to make me want to phone. What is it about some of our geeks when you get into a position of authority? You lose your geekness. When you were a lowly geek before you had your job, were you impressed by celebrities that had nothing to do with your field having your tech? Or were you looking at them going, poser? I'm sorry. That's pretty much like I watch the Windows Phone commercials, and they have Gwen Stefani talking about how this is how I stay in touch when I'm away from home. I miss you guys. That's not what I want to see. I want you to show me the mom that has 8 kids, and she's using the Windows Phone to keep up with all their schedules, you know, when they're trying to go to soccer practice, and this one has, you know, choir practice, and I got to cook dinner, and she's a single mother. I want to see her using Windows 8 phone and what she's able to do with it, not Gwen Stefani, who's got a team of people that does her hair, her nails, her makeup, and a nanny at home watching her kids. I'm not impressed. It doesn't make it look cool to me. So good luck with that, BlackBerry. I'm not impressed. And matter of fact, as a geek, I feel slap in the face. And I was actually excited. I wanted to see what new thing you guys have done with BlackBerry. And it actually looked cool when I saw the new BlackBerry phone. Not the one with the keyboard, because, I'm not doing the keyboard thing. But they have a square one that's, you know, it looks interesting. It did look interesting. I'm no longer interested. So apparently you're trying to sell not to me. I don't know who you're selling
to. No. This is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you, Ginger, who would compel you more to buy if you had to sit down and watch an ad? Would you be compelled seeing Alicia Keys run around, who, again, has a team to help her do her day-to-day, or do you want to see the person who actually has, you know, a job, 2 jobs, and, you know, they got to ride the train, the bus, whatever it is, how you get around, you know, or they got a car and they got to use this phone to help, you know, keep them on track. Which person makes you want the phone when you need it?
Somebody who actually knows what the hell the phone is for.
There you go. Anybody else out there, would you be impressed buying the BlackBerry because Alicia Keys is a global developer? And don't get me wrong, I love Alicia Keys. She's a beautiful singer, but you don't see geeks going over to her house saying, you know, I think I'm going to sing.
Mm-mm, not at all, no.
Get out my pond, Alicia. I'm sorry. Stay on your side of the fence.
Get out my pond.
Get out my pond and stay on your side of the fence. Yeah, I'm going to walk away from this one.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely, definitely.
Oh,
walk away. Just.
Let me announce this one real quick because Google just put this up on our Google Plus page.
There's All right. It's fine. I'm trying to find the story to go with something that I have pulled up.
There's a new Google Maps for Android for those of you. I guess is the Super Bowl being held in the Mercedes Superdome or something? Is that what it is?
I would be the wrong person to be asking.
Well, I'm assuming this is why they had it up, but they basically you have a new Google Map that has a map of the inside of the actual stadium.
Mm-hmm.
If you were one of those people, I'm trying to get a link. Well, apparently you're gonna have to go to my Google Plus page to see it. If you're on with us on Google Plus, you'll see it. But I am quite impressed, Google. It has the seating rows and it has links to all the vendors and stuff inside. Like you're hungry, you want to eat something, you don't quite know where to go. I like that. Very, very good idea. And again, you can only get it if you're on Droid. very, very nice. Yeah, this is the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. So probably they're going to be looking at doing it for all stadiums. I'm just guessing. I wish I could get a link. I'm trying to get y'all a link. Let's see if this will work for Ginger. Sometimes it doesn't work. Google, that's the one thing you guys need to work on, links outside of Google Plus so that we can pull people to it. Just saying.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so you got a link for me?
See if that'll get you in there. Very nice, clean app.
No, that did not get me in there.
Okay, well, you guys, if you're have Google, pop over to our Google Plus page. And then you'll be able to see pictures of the new thing that they've added for the Superdome, Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And if you're going to be there, I'm not sure if the Super Bowl is there. And I'm sorry, y'all. Only thing I care about during the Super Bowl is I'm going to watch Beyonce so I can support my fellow Houstonian/Texan. And then I'm going to watch the commercials and then I'm out. I don't care who wins. I really just don't. I don't even care. I don't. Even if it's our guys, I love my Texans, but even if, you know, one day they should make it to the Super Bowl, I'm not going to even care if they win. I just want to see the commercials, and I want to see the halftime show if it's somebody I want to see. That's it. Get me some get me some nachos or something, and that'll be that. Sorry.
Okay, so is this showing? Is this showing? No, it's not showing. Hold on.
Okay, Joe confirmed. He said it is being shown. It is being held there. Okay, so those of you easily get lost, get that app. It's available. Google the Android store.
Awesome. Awesome sauce. All right, so Race Room Racing Experience. The beta is open now. Yay! Race Room Racing Experience, a free-to-race concept where a high-end racing game is provided for free via Valve's digital game distribution platform, Steam. Have you heard of it? The game connects fans of racing around a racing game and a motorsports portal, all combined and seamlessly built into one platform, making it more than a game. Race Room Racing Experience features a brand new graphical engine, new 7.1 sound engine, and unmatched physics and handling. The game is skill-based, and the only thing that can make you more competitive is the skill and talent that comes through practice. As part of the free-to-race concept, all registered users are given free access to a wide selection of cars and tracks. The free-to-play content in this release consists of the famous 134 Judd car driven by the late George Plaza, Canard R52, Saline S7R, Aquila CR1 Sports GT, and the BMW P20 together with the Race Room Raceway Circuit and the scenic Lakeview Hill Climb, which is based on a forest road in Sweden. The store is open with this release. The store has been opened, and the additional content is sold using virtual race points, a VRP. The store allows users to build personalized race experiences by adding content, game modes, and features. We are no longer developing just games. We have created a concept which brings motorsports enthusiasts, virtual racers, and gamers together to form one large community. With an ear to the ground, we are developing a constant feed of content and features tailored to our fans' demands. Coming from Chris Speed, COO of SimBin Studios. Yay!
All right,
and there's a bonus gift, apparently.
And it's time for us to go.
Oh, my God, it is. All right, so Yeah, there are a selection of race cars from iconic manufacturers like McLaren, Rust, BMW, and Chevrolet. So check that out, folks.
All right. We'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Do try to stay out of trouble. We do watch you, but we can't spank you all at once.
We try.
Ginger will try.
Yeah.
I'll just point left. All right. See you guys bright and early tomorrow. Where it ends tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you're listening. Nikki.
Later, boys and girls.